Cornerstone Church, Key Women, Daily Devotional, Cindy Peterson, Day 6, Grace and Power in Times of Weakness. Start with heart. Lord, as you speak, please help me listen with my whole heart and Holy Spirit. Please meet me today and make me more like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Trials, transitions, and sudden disasters can strike at any time, and when it feels like we are backed up in a corner, our insecurities and weaknesses may be exposed. This is not a comfortable space to be in. It can be terrifying. Even if we are faithfully walking with the Lord, uncertainty and fear can shake our worlds and cause us to doubt our beliefs and faith in God. Perhaps the battles have been fierce and the enemy has had a field day, whispering lies in those lonely, desperate moments. Through it all, there is Jesus. He invites us over and over again to sit at his feet and to receive his grace and healing. In the main scripture above, Paul recounts the Lord's response to his agony. My power works best in weakness. Whatever hurt, loss, anxieties, or grief you are facing today, you can trust Jesus to journey with you, to break those chains and be your strength, especially in your lowest, darkest moments. He is not blind to see what you are going through. That's in Genesis 16, verse 13. The same God that parted the Red Sea and made manna and quail fall from the sky, he wants to comfort you and take care of your every need. When laughter, joy, and peace feel out of reach, the Father says that he will show you the way of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16, verse 11. Jesus overcame our worst realities, sin and death, and when we are hidden in him, we can become conquerors and overcomers too. That's from Romans 8, verse 37. When we realize that we don't have to be perfect, we can shift our focus and attention to Jesus, who is perfect in every way, and we can draw from his power. In a society where there is so much pressure for ladies to always stay on top of everything, to put on a brave face and to boast about ourselves and what we have achieved, what if you went against the grain, humbly coming before Jesus, trusting him for all that you need? Christ's finished work on the cross gives us access to live and walk freely, and through the Holy Spirit, the saving power is what transforms us and flows through every area of our lives. We can even trust that in our despair, we can reach out to somebody else, and our vulnerability can create a safe space for another vulnerable soul. That is Christ's power working in and through us. So when life feels heavy and all you see is that mountain ahead, take hold of the Father's hand, grip it tightly, and take that step forward. It may be a bumpy, steep climb, and change and new beginnings can be painful, but the Lord's goodness and unfailing love will pursue you all the days of your life. That's from Psalm 23, verse 6. May prayer become your lifeline, even if it's a combination of words and tears. It's okay. Jesus is beside you, interceding on your behalf. Verse 10 in the main scripture, I take pleasure in my weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. This seems somewhat incomprehensible, even delusional, that Paul could find pleasure in these unbearable circumstances. But take heart, Jesus walked a painful, unbearable path for us, so he can identify with our sorrows. And when we have the revelation that we are safe in his arms, no matter the season or the situation, we can know that we will share in his glory one day for all eternity. Here's some journal questions for today. Number one, are there areas in my life or situations that I'm facing where I need to let go of control and surrender it to Jesus to see his power and grace work through my weaknesses? Number two, do I need to be honest and vulnerable and remove my facade, trusting Jesus to heal my heart, thoughts, and emotions when it comes to a painful situation, past or present? Number three, is there somebody else that I can comfort and be vulnerable with that Jesus can touch through me? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that I don't have to pretend to be what I am not, but because of your love, grace, and power, I can stand tall when I depend on you and put my trust in you. Help me, Jesus, to lay all my fears and insecurities at your feet and keep transforming me to be more like you through every season and situation. Amen.